Grace and peace to you this day from God our Creator and the one who sets us free, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Here again from the prophet Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. But who can endure the day of his coming? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify his people like gold and silver until they present offerings in righteousness. And from John the Baptist in Luke, one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. How do you like those sermons? It's a little different than Jesus loves me, this I know, isn't it? It's in scripture like these that I find it interesting when people distinguish between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, saying, oh, you know, that God of the Old Testament is so vengeful and violent. Of course, it's John the Baptist in the New Testament saying that Jesus is coming to burn the waste with unquenchable fire. And it's in the New Testament where we hear Jesus talking about things being thrown into the furnace where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sometimes I wonder if they've read their Bible when they say that. But what do you do with that? What does it mean for us and what God is up to? John is out in the wilderness pointing his big finger toward Jesus. He's baptizing people in preparation as a symbol and sign of purification and a new life turned toward God's will. He's calling out the evil in the land and the corruption he sees. Sometimes I hear people say that the Bible just isn't very relevant to me. But here's a public witness, John, calling out the injustices of a ruler of the day for his oppression of the poor and his questionable marital relations, and that ruler looks to discredit John's words and censor his reporting by throwing him in prison. And then there's the prophet Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, speaking to those in power, and of course speaking to all God's people who have allowed the powers that be to oppress people. God's people who have not demanded more, who have sat by complacent or apathetic while poor, underprivileged people suffer. And here's what Malachi says. God will be swift to speak against the tricksters, the adulterers, against those who lie, against those who oppress the hired workers and their wages, against those who thrust aside the alien, which is not a commentary on science fiction movies. It means those who thrust aside the foreigner, the immigrant, the asylum seeker. The Bible and church just isn't relevant. Maybe it's just too relevant. This is a hard word. I get it too, because this word often makes me a bit scared. After all, what do you do with all that talk of fire and burning and refining and purifying? And if that's what Jesus is coming to do, where does it stop? To add to the perplexity, John's preaching concludes with this sentence. So with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people. Did you catch that? The good news. What do you do with that? Well, if nothing else, it can be said that John is saying God is still in the business of confronting sin and evil and the hurt and pain we cause one another as individuals and communities and nations. God cares about it and finally won't put up with it. And if you're a person who has been oppressed or downtrodden, or felt the effects of other people's greed or ill will toward you, or if you've been hurt by others, being left alone or mistreated, which could possibly be any and all of us, this is a good word. God's coming to do away with it. God doesn't like it. God's on your side. But where do we fit into that? What should we do with it? There are many who have chosen to interpret scriptures like this to make judgments of our own, deciding for ourselves, based on some criteria of belief or action or identity, who's headed for fire and who's headed to the granary. You people, come into the barn. You people, burn. But what if there's more to it? There are a number of scriptures like this in the Bible. You hear about Jesus talking about separating the sheep from the goats. You hear John the Baptist talking about good trees that produce fruit and bad trees that produce no fruit. Jesus tells the parable of a wheat field where weeds and wheat are growing right alongside one another. And the hired workers come and ask the owner, should we pull out the weeds? And the owner says, no, leave the weeds alone, because if you pull them out, then the wheat will come out too. Leave it till the harvest, because then we'll gather it in and I'll separate it all and all things will be in their place then. I was discussing with a pastor friend of mine who is at a rural congregation in southwest Minnesota, and he was teaching the confirmation students about this parable, the weeds and the wheat growing together, and he asked them the question, you know, where do you notice in the world where both the good and the bad exist together side by side? And the kids stared at him in silence for a little while until one boy raised his hand and said, in me. And there's the truth of it. In us. For instance, I'm fully aware that at times I've contributed to the hurt and wrong which is in the world. My brokenness, my insecurities, I carry even as I stand here before you, do that. Is fire waiting for me? I'm also confident that despite me, at the same time, good has happened to and through me from God, despite the wrongs I commit. Am I headed for the granary? The metaphor of the wheat is so appropriate. Grain and chaff, of course, are a part of the same plant. And while the grain is nourishing, the chaff is not. And if there's good news, it's that God comes to deal with it. God will deal with us. And I do find good news in that. For instance, I long for the day when the chaff I notice in me is finally gone. I long for the day when the chaff that is in the world is finally burned up. That God's will would be done. Where is good and bad present at the same time? In us. And John says the one to deal with it is coming. Jesus arrives on the scene, and the way God deals with him is to say, this is my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. I note that even as the prophet Malachi calls out the wrongs in us and the world, the first words God speaks in the book of Malachi are this: I have loved you. And the first words God says at Jesus' baptism, as John the Baptist says one is coming to separate the wheat from the chaff, is this: you are mine, beloved, in whom I am well pleased. And it's the same word given to us down through the prophets and the preachers and the scripture, and most notably in our own baptism, where God says, I have loved you. You are mine, in whom I am well pleased. And the declaration of that word burns away all chaff and suddenly makes grain. Faithful life in God may be just this: hearing that word over and over. hearing and encountering the God who loves us back to life when we have been nothing but chaff. Hearing the word of God who encounters the wrongs we bear in ourselves and says, here, give that to me. I'm going to take that and get rid of it. In fact, it can't possibly escape the fire with which I'm going to do it with. And then there you are, that wonderful nourishing grain hiding in all of that chaff. Come here, you belong to me. Come into the granary and provide sustenance for the world. This, dear people, is good news. Each and every day, you have died with Christ, and you have risen again. The chaff in you today is even now being burned up, and you are sent again into this world as fresh grain. It may not be comfortable facing up to that which is in us. That we carry is rarely a fun endeavor. And yet God does not promise a simply blissful life, but rather instead God promises love. And so it was. With this and many other exhortations, John preached the good news to the people. I'll leave you with just this one exhortation today. In Christ Jesus, you are free. You are loved. Leave your chaff behind. Let it burn. The purifier, the refiner, the Savior is here. Amen.